Welcome to Deep Rooted Healing, a contemplative podcast exploring the healing bridges that connect the body, mind, heart, and soul, including creative practices, touch, nature, spirituality, and community. I'm Emma Freeman, an artist, poet, massage therapist, and Reiki practitioner. I'm a highly sensitive person and sober. This podcast is a record of my own unfolding spiritual journey. And may it be supportive for you in some way. I'm so glad you're here. Hello, I'm back. It's been a little while since I've recorded an episode, and today I wanted to share some reflections on a transition that I'm in the middle of. And I wanted to just hit record because I've been trying to sift through this within myself, and I thought, well, maybe I'll just talk it out loud, like with all of these podcast episodes, and just put it out there and maybe it'll resonate and speak to someone else. So today I want to share some thoughts about where I'm at transitioning from identifying as a visual artist and moving into identifying as a healing artist, and the stickiness and the lessons that are coming up there for me right now. So I feel overall like right now in my life, and for the last, I mean, maybe forever, that I'm, but more consciously aware of, I guess, in the last few years, that I'm now following the breadcrumbs of this spiritual scavenger hunt that I seem to be on, that is my life's journey. And so I get these little clues, these little nudges, these whispers, something calls to me, some book or some idea or some word or some person or some place. And I feel this magnetic pull to explore more. And I start to explore, and then that opens up and takes me somewhere else, and then that opens up, and that opens up, and that is how I live my life now. And it's so different than the way that I used to live, which was more like, oh, I have to figure out, like, what am I supposed to be doing, have a plan, execute the plan. Like, that just doesn't, that's not how I live anymore. And while also still having intentions and goals and wanting to achieve things, but it feels different. It feels like a different orientation to life. But one of the things that's coming up right now is realizing, well, about a year ago, I got this intuitive nudge. Is these, for me, they show up as these, they're thoughts, but they have a particular kind of energy infused into them. That's kind of hard to explain, but it's a different feeling than other kinds of thoughts. And last year I had this thought that I was leaving the visual arts world. That's just what I heard or felt. And it really bothered me, upset me, made me feel uncomfortable when I felt that or heard that, because it didn't make any sense. I thought, there's no way. I mean, I've identified as a visual artist since I was a teenager for 30 plus years. And it's been such a core part of my identity and shaping my whole life and the relationships in my life and the meaning in my life. And the idea that I would be leaving that was so hard to, and still I'm in the middle of this, navigating that loss or that transition and trying to make sense of it. Like, wait, what? How could that be? What does that mean? Why? And, but I can see as I pull it apart inside myself that, you know, these identities, I grasp so tightly to certain identities, and they can, you know, identities can be so empowering and energizing, but they also can be restricting and limiting. And, like putting on an outfit. Like some clothes can feel really loose and comfortable and like, oh yeah, I feel good in this. And then other ones can feel like, oh, this is way too tight, or I'm so aware of how this fits and I just want to take it off and be free. And maybe it feels comfortable for a little while. And then it doesn't, then it starts to feel like, something changed. And so with the visual arts, identity, as I felt this fear come up in the last year around losing that, I've started to open that up a little bit more and realize, well, yes, I've created visual art for that long, but there's also been so many other pieces, other components in there. So I was putting so much emphasis on the visual artist label, but realized that when I was doing that, I was not paying attention to all of the other components that, I've always been at this spiritual seeker. I've, in college studied philosophy because I just loved and was so drawn to the deeper questions. And, I've been for the last many years now really deeply exploring psychology and Buddhism and ecology and our bodies and touch. And, all these other things are also a part of me and what I'm drawn to and what is pulling at me to explore and give my energy to. And so it's not just this one thing. And when I can soften and open to all of that, it feels like, oh, okay, so maybe this is just, I mean, it is just this natural evolution of things evolving. And again, because I don't feel like I'm in control of the plan of my life anymore in a lot of ways. It's more about this collaboration with the universe. Like, okay, just pausing and listening and feeling, where am I feeling drawn to? What am I feeling drawn to? Okay, let me take a step towards that and see how does that feel? Is that resonating? Is it not? Okay, let me take another step. And that's the path, the journey that I seem to be on. And so what I've been called into more now are the healing arts. And through this journey of different visual mediums, first with photography for many, many years, and then so many other visual forms, collage and painting and drawing and cyanotypes and stitching and weaving and mixed media work and all jewelry making, all of these different mediums that I've explored throughout my life, each of those I was guided by my curiosity. I had no overarching plan. It was just that powerful force of curiosity and wonder in me, like, ooh, and these questions, like, oh, what's that about? Ooh, I kind of want to try that. Ooh, what's that person making? Oh, okay, can I try that? I'm gonna see what happens when I do. And then that, would lead on and on. And now, having been drawn into massage and Reiki in the last year, and now actively, I just set up my practice a month ago where I'm doing in-person sessions with people, doing massage and Reiki. And I'm reflecting on the places that my energy is flowing naturally. So it hasn't been into making art objects for almost a year now. There's no energy when I pick up materials, physical materials like thread and fabric or anything else. There's just no energy there. And it really, at first was like, how, try to force it, like, but there used to be so much here. Why isn't there? Really struggling with that letting go and that impermanence of course, everything's always moving and flowing and changing inside of us and outside of us. But that maybe that ego attachment to it, or and also just the goodness. Like for me, it's really navigating and honoring like the so much good has happened inside the container of creating. And for a while I was feeling like I was losing that, and I realized now, like, oh no, it's just a continuation. The creating is still happening. It's still that creative force, that creative energy. It's just calling me in this new direction through the body in new ways, which, you know, it's been the body for a while through meditation and mindfulness and feeling into emotions and memories and painful things and getting in touch with those deeper parts of myself, and then holding space for others to do that as well through meditative stitching or through any of these other practices that I've done. But now it's just a continuation of that. Now I'm being led into, okay, the energetic parts of it without the, like, the tangible pieces where it has been fabric in my hands lately, this with the stitching. Now it's the body. What happens when I touch the body with my hands with a, and play with intention and being connected to my body in a particular way, being connected to my heart and my mind in a particular way? What happens? What's possible? What positive things are possible through that collaboration and that connection, through that touch? I'm learning and discovering that, and that's where the curiosity is taking me right now. And I feel like being led into the healing arts now, it's so similar to my explorations in the visual arts for 30 years, where now it's about these different modalities, you know, first massage and then all the modalities within massage that I learned in school, which were, there were so many, and finding the ones just like, ooh, is this one pulling at me more than the other ones? Okay, let me see, you know, let me pay attention to that. Like for me in school, like learning about fascias and myofascial release is really fascinating to me, and what's held in the fascial system. And maybe I'll share more about that at some point. That one, and hot stone massage, connecting to the earth's energy through these stones, through these grounded ancient stones, the energies that they hold, and then heat, the energy of fire and flow. So flowing through with my hands holding these stones fluidly over the body to release tension and to feel into what's happening and find places that are ready to relax and restore. And those are a couple of the modalities that have really spoken to me. And then there's this Hawaiian practice called Lomi Lomi that piqued my interest. And so on and on. So there's all these different modalities in massage and body work that I've been exposed to that feel very similar to the way that I felt with when I first was drawn to collage or to stitching or to photography. And so I'm learning to trust that and continue to listen to that and be courageous enough to follow those whispers, to follow those nudges without knowing where they're taking me, and recognizing that I'm in this, that vulnerable space of a new beginning, and a new identity where there aren't set grooves yet for me to, you know, there isn't a set script when I introduce myself to people now. You know, for so long it was, I'm an artist first. Now it's, I'm a massage therapist. I'm playing with that. What does that feel like? And when I share that that is who I am or what I care about right now in the world, what door does that open up in a conversation with someone? And how is that different? You know, the words that we choose to identify with ourselves or the words that we choose in general, I'm seeing more and more as these doorways, like they can become locked doors or they can be open doorways that can lead somewhere or stop us somewhere in a conversation or a connection with someone or ourselves. And so I'm realizing that there was so much fear coming up around this transition, and it was all about the perspective on what was really happening, and realizing like, oh, it, in some ways it is a loss and there's grief and sadness around it, but it's also this beautiful flowing continuation, and that it, in other ways isn't a loss, because everything is flowing, you know, everything that's happened, all the beautiful connections and relationships, those get carried along. They don't disappear, even if they're not active right now in the moment. They're still integrated into me, into us, when we go through these transitions. And that feels reassuring and helpful as I navigate those layers of fear and navigate, you know, stepping into the unknown yet again. So those are some thoughts I wanted to share at the moment. And I thought I would end by sharing a poem that I just wrote recently about exactly this. And it's called Standing in a New Doorway. I find myself standing yet again in a new doorway. I glance over the threshold into the room I don't know, then back across to the familiar, to the safe and the known, feeling its magnetic temptation pulling on my whole being to sink back into the comfortable and predictable. But something continues to call to me from the other room, a beautiful hum that resonates somewhere deep inside my body. I lean across the threshold to try to see what it is, but it hides itself away, requiring my full presence in order to reveal itself fully. The new room is unfamiliar and uncomfortable. Its crevices and cracks are strangers to me. There aren't well-worn grooves in the floorboards or deeply soft indents in the chairs that match me perfectly. But somehow, in some way, something feels familiar there too, like it's already part of me. A whisper of an echo from deep inside flows to my surface, and I feel it take shape as goosebumps on my skin, a sign I recognize reminding me it is time to trust, time for vulnerable courage again, time to enter what I don't know to discover what I need to know. So I take a deep breath, glance back over my shoulder, put one tentative foot in front of the other, and slowly step across the threshold. So, thank you for listening. And if you are in the middle of a transition or standing in a new doorway in your life, I hope that you find that courage to take that step and to trust yourself and trust those whispers that are guiding you somewhere that's connected to some deep part of yourself, to your soul, and see where they take you. And we'll see where it all takes both of us. So thank you again for listening, and I will be back sometime soon to share more. Bye.